Plant City has long been a farming town, and Judy Whitson works to try and keep it that way. The executive director of the Hillsborough County Farm Bureau paints a picture of the changing landscape of agriculture in Plant City.
I'm Judy Whitson. I'm with Hillsborough County Farm Bureau. I'm executive director there. I've been in that office for 27 years now. I work in Plant City with the agriculture industry, so I'm working with farmers. And you cannot get any more salt of the earth than farmers. And that's basically what the whole community is made up of. The farmers are the same. They're farming the same ground they've been farming that their fathers and their grandfathers farmed before them. So that part of that of Plant City hasn't changed a whole lot. The landscape of agriculture in Plant City area has changed tremendously over the last 20 years due to greening. The cilia that got in our citrus trees and has killed off hundreds of thousands of acres of citrus. And the most disheartening thing for me has been when I drive around Plant City and the Dover and all of this area years ago was to see where a new grove had been pushed. And when you see roots on all the trees up, it was just heartbreaking because you knew that was another field that was gone. That was another grove that wasn't going to be producing oranges for us. Florida has lost probably 70% of their orange crop in the last 5 years. Plant City has lost all of theirs. So all of that has turned into strawberries and other crops. We're growing peaches here now that we haven't been able to grow before. We got a little overrun several years ago when all the oranges were going out with strawberries, and we went from 7,000 to 11,000 acres in just a couple of years. Well, we had a great market for 7,000 acres. We didn't have such a good market for 11,000 acres. So we're always looking for alternative crops in Plant City. We're introducing olive trees, we're introducing more avocados, more blueberries. We've got a lot more blueberries now than what we had 20 years ago. The average age of a farmer now is 56 years old, and they don't have children that want to go into that same industry. So a lot of the farmers, when they lost their citrus, they either lease out their land now or they sold it off completely. You know, every time you see a housing development go up, that was farmland. So, you know, again, that's a disheartening thing for me. Every time I see a new subdivision go up, it's like, oh, you know, we lost another one. So our agriculture land is reducing because of genetics and lost crops. The biggest problem still that has been for years and years is labor force, because who wants to go out and pick strawberries and who wants to pick oranges? And, you know, people don't want to do that as a career. So we have to bring in outside people to take care of those crops for us. There is a big migrant farmer worker population in Hillsborough County, especially in Plant City area. It takes migrant labor to pick all 7 to 11,000 acres of strawberries. They plant all those strawberries, they care for all those strawberries, and they pick all those strawberries. And all of that is done by hand. So we do have immigrants that come in. We have labor forces that we bring in from other countries that they come in on a work visa and they come in just to work. There's so much government regulation that it's getting harder and harder to get those workers here. But the immigrants work well within the community. A lot of them have become part of the community. They've lived here for years and years. They've raised their families here. So it's been a win-win for us in Plant City having that worker population here. It's amazing that a lot of people in Plant City are transplants. A lot of people move to Plant City because it's a quiet, small town, and a lot of them don't get it. The powers that be, they don't remember sometimes that without agriculture in this town, they wouldn't have a town.